to another Plug In America podcast. I'm your host, Kate Baker. Tonight we're talking with Paul Scott, founding member of Plug In America, about the recent CARB vote on the Zero Emission Vehicle Program revisions. Welcome, Paul.
Pleasure to be here, Kate.
So first of all, Paul, tell me exactly how did CARB vote on revising this program?
Well, the initial number before them from the staff report was 25,000 zero-emission vehicles to be made in the years 2012 to 2014. And what the staff had offered were 2,500 vehicles, which is a laughable number. It was a factor of 10 less. So obviously we fought that and lobbied hard for several weeks to go back to the original 25,000. Ultimately, when time came to vote, however, at the last minute, Dan Sperling, one of the board members, who's their car guy, he offered up a proposal that was 7,500 zero-emission vehicles and about 60,000 plug-in hybrids, which is a new category that they were going to put in anyway. So going from 25,000 down to 7,500 was a huge loss. It was a 70% reduction in the number of zero-emission vehicles that the automakers had to make. And Plug-in America was very disappointed in this.
We
thought that it was a huge backslide and that some of the board members probably didn't understand what they were voting on.
So do you think that's why CARB voted to cut the numbers like that?
We think that they had a lot of pressure from the car makers. The car makers were supposed to make 25,000 vehicles, and they could have been fuel cell cars at 25,000, but if they were going to make battery electric, they had to make a lot more,
mm-hmm.
10 times as many, because they got 10 credits for a fuel cell car and only one for a battery electric.
What do you think are going to be the consequences of CARB's irresponsible vote to cut the numbers this way?
Well, unfortunately, the consequences are quite dire. The World Health Organization states that, several thousand Americans die every year from auto-related pollution. So those numbers will go for many, many more years, and consequently, thousands of people will die unnecessarily. In addition to that, we're spending $400 billion, over $1 billion a day, for foreign oil, and that number is rising rapidly. So all that money is leaving our country. And then thirdly, we're fighting a war in Iraq over oil. And that's just the first war, oil war. There are many to come if we don't move away from that source of energy for transportation.
Right.
So, those are the consequences of this action in the long run.
Well, I would say the negative results of that vote are pretty clear. Do you see anything good coming out of it?
Well, obviously, the new classification for plug-in hybrids is a very good thing, and we applaud that. So it wasn't a complete loss by any means, but we need action that propels us down this road much, much faster than what they're doing. They are wasting huge amounts of time on this hydrogen highway mess that's just clearly not going to work from any physics or economics standpoint. And this is a real bone of contention for us because they refuse to discuss it in a public forum. But we're just going to have to continue fighting them on that issue.
And how are you going to go about that? What's next for PIA?
Well, I think the next step will be to go to the legislature. While we were in Sacramento, we met with one of the senators up there, and we've been talking to several more, plus some assembly members. And these people are understanding our message. They are on our side. And so we're just going to go to them and see what we can do in terms of legislation to move this this technology forward.
So bottom line, you would say that all is not lost? There's still a reason for hope?
Oh, there's more than a reason for hope. This technology is going to win out in the long run. And it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. We will have electric vehicles, and plug-in hybrids in great numbers in the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Paul. We certainly enjoyed hearing from you.
You're very welcome.
This edition of the Plug In America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug In America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.